Good morning, White Way listeners. My name is Nancy Shimamoto. I am a member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple, and I am honored to be your lay speaker this morning. My topic this year is Serving with Joy and Gratitude as a Volunteer, which is very near and dear to my heart. When I retired after 38 years as a classroom teacher and educational leader, I reached a crossroads in my life. Like many other retirees, I made a list of things I wanted to do, places I wanted to travel to, and people I wanted to reconnect with. I felt I had many more years ahead of me to be active and to make valuable contributions in our community. The wonderful thing about retirement is that I have the liberty of choosing whatever I want to do. As a child, my parents taught me by their words and actions to be kind, to be useful, and to be thankful. As a Sunday school student, I learned to go to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha for guidance. As a teacher, I taught my students to be creative, to take risks, and to make a difference in the lives of others. I began to look for opportunities to volunteer and to be useful where I could give selflessly of my time, personal attributes, knowledge, and experiences. My first time as an adult community volunteer was at the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii. As a volunteer in this setting, I learned a lot about my own cultural heritage. I was able to use my educational background to coordinate Discovery Box presentations to students on field trips to the center, as well as to do outreach presentations to both public and private school classrooms. Our presentations focused on sharing information and artifacts in the Discovery Boxes with accompanying hands-on activities. The Discovery Boxes focused on subjects such as Boys' Day, Girls' Day, plantation games, plantation clothing, picture brides, World War II, and the internment of Japanese Americans. While at the Japanese Cultural Center, I was introduced to many prominent and active community leaders and volunteers of Japanese ancestry. It was here that I found out about the Honolulu Hiroshima Kenjinkai, a prefectural organization. I learned about their active involvement in our community and with the city and state of Hiroshima in Japan. My dad came from Hiroshima, so when I was asked to join their board of directors, I agreed without hesitation. I enjoy the camaraderie and teamwork of this organization. Just recently, we prepared okonomiyaki, Hiroshima style, which is very popular at the Japanese Cultural Center's Ohana Festival. I believe in timing and the Buddhist concept of interconnectedness. A co-worker at the Japanese Cultural Center invited me to several events sponsored by the Kuakini Auxiliary, which is made up of volunteers. One day, at our cultural center's annual Volunteers Recognition Luncheon, the guest speaker was the manager of Kuakini's volunteer services. Listening to the speaker, I was motivated to become a volunteer at Kuakini. As an information desk volunteer for the past 14 years, I enjoy meeting and greeting people who enter the doors of Kuakini Medical Center and helping them with directions, walking with them to their procedures, or just listening to their concerns. My volunteer service at Kuakini has spiraled into serving as president of the Auxiliary Council for 6 years, serving as chairman of the Kuakini Foundation, and being a member of the Kuakini Health Systems Board of Directors. It's been a joy meeting many Kuakini volunteers who have interesting backgrounds. We all share in giving our gifts of time to make Kuakini a warm and caring place for patients and their families. It is said that some people come into our lives and stay a while, leaving footprints on our hearts, and we are never, ever the same. Such was my encounter with Bucky Matsuoka and Millie Shindo in April of 2004. We were involved with the Kona Coffee Story exhibit at the Japanese Cultural Center as members of the Kona Club of Honolulu. In our conversation, Bucky shared that they were active temple members at Mo'ili'ili Honganji. He graciously invited me to attend their Mother's Day service, where Millie would be singing and he would be performing on the shakuhachi and ukulele with the Happy Strummers. Attending the Mother's Day Sunday service at Mo'ili'ili Honganji for the first time, I felt the openness and friendliness of the members and was encouraged to come back. Long story short, I am filled with deepest gratitude to Bucky, who was the main reason I started attending temple service again. I will always remember him fondly. As you may know, temples and churches depend almost entirely on volunteers to function. In fact, a church is a volunteer organization. It doesn't take long once you walk up the front steps and enter the temple. Before you know it, you will be presented with sign-up sheets to help with upcoming activities or to become a member of a group. Such was my experience. Back then, Reverend Earl Matsumoto, now Bishop Matsumoto, quickly got me involved as a volunteer to serve as chairman of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji Preschool Committee and as a director on the board of directors. Later, I was elected as third vice president, then second vice president. Things accelerated, and before I knew, I was asked and encouraged by Reverend Earl Ikeda and Blaine Higa to lead the board of directors as president of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple. In just 2 weeks, I will be finishing 4 years of service as temple president. What an amazing journey it has been to work with all the volunteers at Mo'ili'ili Honganji. They are the heart, hands, and backbone of the temple. They are very dedicated, and some consider the temple their second home. I was so touched with one volunteer's comment recently. She said, "When I have something else to do and can't make it to the temple, I have withdrawal symptoms." I've come to realize that volunteers are the most important resource that temples and nonprofit community organizations have. The ability of people from different walks of life to work willingly and together to make our temple a better place without pay is valued beyond words. Here are good reasons why people volunteer at our temple: to meet new people, to join the excitement, to learn, to teach, and to serve, to be part of a team, to belong, to keep active, to help preserve the temple and membership, to grow from the experience, to share one's skills or talents, to have a hand or influence in making changes, to experience personal satisfaction. As president, I am so proud of all the efforts, energy, and active participation of all volunteers who make possible the successful execution of our events and activities. Everything from our Sunday services, New Year's party, Bone Dance, and the very popular Mo'ili'ili Summerfest, the Chicken and Sushi fundraiser, the Fall Open House, to the Mahalo gatherings, potluck dinners, and Sunday refreshments is coordinated by volunteers. Being a volunteer at Mo'ili'ili Honganji means being a leader sometimes and a follower sometimes, as we all grow personally and socially. Project Dana is a gem and shines brightly as Mo'ili'ili Honganji's outstanding volunteer project that had its beginnings at the temple in 1989. We credit Shimeji Kanazawa and Rose Nakamura as pioneers of Project Dana. It is a faith in action program that provides a variety of services to the frail, elderly, and disabled to ensure their well-being, independence, and dignity in an environment of their choice. Support comes from trained volunteers guided by the principles of Dana, which combines selfless giving and compassion without desire for recognition or reward. Currently, I am serving on the Project Dana Advisory Council and Executive Committee. Last year, I served on the Project Dana Succession Planning and Transition Team. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is extremely proud of Project Dana, its staff and volunteers, its values, and its place in the community and in the world. Recognizing and celebrating volunteers are very important. We must take care of our volunteers so they will continue to be motivated to do good deeds. We need to express our appreciation to all our dedicated members who believe in our mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is the center of Shin Buddhist spiritual growth, lifelong learning, and compassionate service to our community. In closing, thank you for listening. This has been a very exciting, busy, and rewarding chapter in my life. In my retirement, I'm glad I chose the Nembutsu pathway of serving with joy and gratitude as a volunteer. You will find, as you look back upon your life, that the moments when you have really lived are the moments when you have done things in the spirit of serving others. Let's put our hands together in Gassho. Namu Amida Butsu.